Yes, absolutely. His Excellency President Dr. Annes Baikuruma, as part of his usual routine in updating the various stakeholders in the fight against the Ebola virus disease, had a very fruitful discussion with the Interreligious Council of Sierra Leone, which is a combination of both Christians and Muslims. And after which the IRC, the Interreligious Council, also had their own meeting. And one of the reasons the point they reached at was they will want to do a 7-day fasting as a way of complementing whatever efforts the government have been making in the fight against the Ebola virus disease. And this for us as a government is very important. The reason being, we are a very prayerful nation. We have been talking to the public on the measures, the medical measures they must put in place so that they can avoid the transmission at the community level. And there are also instances wherein part of the transmission is being caused by people touching bodies, some people washing bodies, etc. So this 7-day fasting period, according to the Interreligious Council, is more to provide meditation, the recitation of the Quran and the Holy Bible, as well as using this as an effective medium to further communicate to the public on the do's and don'ts as long as we are in the fight against the spread of the Ebola virus.
What platforms or media will these communication be done?
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to use the national broadcaster both on radio and television. In fact, as I'm speaking to you now, it has just been confirmed to me that they are going to start this prayer thing today. And, of course, we had a meeting with the Independent Radio Network, the IRN. I met with them this afternoon, and they are quite willing to also hook up so that the entire country can benefit from this opportunity. And I think that is very key. The reason being, we want to make sure whatever message is going from our religious leaders trickles down to the people at the village level, so that all of us can be on the same page, particularly so when the fight against the Ebola has so far been viewed to be a collective effort. And I must say that collective effort is paying off, particularly with the Western area surge that is coming to an end tomorrow. And so far, we are now going back to the drawing table to see what are the successes we gain, what are the challenges. But in the meantime, we as a very prayerful nation, during the course of the conflict in our country from 1991 until the signing of the Lomé Peace Agreement in July 1999, the Interreligious Council played a very solid role in terms of persuading the rebels, or for a better word, the belligerents to the conflict, for them to heed to the will of the people. But this time round, we are fighting a different war. There is an invisible war in the form of very devastating virus, and therefore we also think evoking the continued presence of God can also play its own part, so that all of us, our desired goal, which is to eradicate Ebola out of Sierra Leone, could be accomplished.
Now, so does that mean that these interreligious leaders were not pressured to come up with something to support the government?
No, they are not. In fact, after meeting with His Excellency the President yesterday, they had their own meeting held at their own conference hall at the Council of Churches in Sierra Leone. And they were able, and it was well attended, and it was then and then they came up with a resolution that they are now going to implement a 7-day fasting period that will commence tomorrow, January the 1st.
Taking stock of what happened with the government's fight against this Ebola disease, does that begin on 1st January as well?
On 1st January, tomorrow, is just the period when the Interreligious Council had agreed to come up with a daily time for both radio and television. And it is a period of fasting. It is a period of prayer and reflection, as well as meditation and sermons. And don't forget, part of the medical message is to avoid body contact and also to avoid the spread of the virus itself. And there are certain sermons and biblical readings in both the Holy Quran and the Bible that speak directly to this. And this is where it becomes very much relevant that during this seven-day fasting period, it is also going to be punctuated with fasting as well as prayer, and also, very importantly, the provision of sermons, so that the respective congregations, with Sierra Leone being a very religious country, we can also heed that, yes, it is also in the Quran and the Bible that whilst we are doing the medical measures, let us also evoke the presence of God. That way, overall, we can complement each other in the fight against the eradication of the Ebola virus disease.